Psalm 27. Preface. Every true Christian should every day offer up unto God the sacrifices of joyful praise and fervent prayer. Every morning we should give praise, and every night we should return thanks unto Him who is the true helper in need, who guards and defends us against seducers and all enemies, who strengthens us under the cross and comforts us in misfortune. In instant supplication should we appeal to the faithfulness of our God, beseeching Him to preserve us in the true and saving faith, and to keep us in the community of the true Christian Church, in which the gospel is preached in its purity, and the holy sacraments are administered according to the institution of Christ. Neither should we neglect to pray against all false prophets, tyrants, and persecutors, as disturbers of the peace of the church and destroyers of God's vineyard, that we may dwell in peace and grow in the love of Christ and the knowledge of His will. Unto prayer we are exhorted in the 27th Psalm. The Believer's Comfort and Delight in God and His Word. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When Thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not Thy face far from me. Put not Thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me Thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Summary. In this psalm, David expresses his great confidence in God, by which he despised all enemies. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? No courage like that of faith. Knowing God on our side, we can boldly say, If God be for us, who can be against us? If we but possess the grace and favor of our God, then let all the powers of darkness surround us. We must nevertheless abide. Yea, with God we can run through a troop and can scale walls. Them that trust in Him, the Lord hides in His pavilion, securing them under the shadow of His wings. But such trust in God we can have only through His Word. Therefore David, when strong in faith, had also a strong desire for the sanctuary of the Lord, to hear the preaching of His Word. Indeed, hearing and having the Word of God, he represents as the one thing needful, the one thing to be desired. Let us love the Word of our God. It fills the heart with confidence, and is a two-edged sword against the enemies. Prayer. Lord our God, who art merciful and kind, true and faithful, preserve us in thy word, and guard thy church against all oppressors and blind leaders. Grant peace to our country and wisdom to our government to protect right and truth, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.